Checking in with Bob Rodenberger, Stuckman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how'd the markets look this week?
Casey, the feeder market's still showing some softness. A lot of it's just lack of numbers. Not a lot of feeders moving this time of year. Calf market has picked up some action. I mean, it's softer than it was 3 weeks ago, but there's pretty good demand on these light grazing cattle right now. People still want them, and get back to what your question, very front end of them, what's leading the market. I mean, they're exceptionally high. So, I mean, with fat cattle kind of coming back a little bit this week and everything, I mean, we put quite a bit back on the fat and feeder market before we took it off to last week. So, I mean, things are looking up. I mean, it looks progressive. We still got to have some timely rains. I've got some customers, got some wheat in that's up, but we got to have some timely rains.
Well, I heard from Dr. Peel this week. He was at the Rural Economic Outlook Conference, and from his perspective, it just seems like it's going to be a while before we start building back the cow herd. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. We haven't. Yesterday we had 500 cows. I mean, you don't normally have that many cows in a normal, season. I mean, you're talking about selling 2,100 and 500 of them, open cows or older cull cows. So yeah, and I read it, and then I talked to a feed yard. 40% of the cattle on feeder heifers. We're not in an expansion at all, and it'll be. I mean, we're in the winter now. I mean, we got to get spring rains before we can see what our grass is going to be like. I mean, I don't think anybody's in the idea of adding to their herds. First off, we got to get a good hay crop. And I mean, there's been hay put up about half what everybody thought, and they're starting to have to buy hay.
As we get into these colder months, Bob, what do you think the market's going to look like as we get into winter?
Oh, despite, if some unforeseen situation, extreme drop in demand for some reason, or, some political situation, I think you're going to see this feeder market stay pretty steady. We're going to start cleaning up enough fats here in the last fourth quarter, and the placements are going to start. We're going to have some empty pens. I think it'll all stay pretty much steady to where we are. I mean, we traded April fats just within at $199.75, and everybody's talking $2 fats. Well, we were within a quarter of them. Of course, I've got a lot of people that's waiting on $3 feeders. I don't know why. I mean, it really is irrelevant. I mean, I'd like to go there, but there's a $700 spread between a 400-pound calf and an 800-pound steer in May. So we don't see those kind of spreads. So, I mean, everything's positive for the producer if we get some wheat pasture grazing.
Right. Well, as you get into the holiday months, we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas coming up. Are we expecting to see a little bit lighter runs during this season of life?
Oh, yeah. From after October, after Thanksgiving on, or after we have our first freeze, yeah, the numbers will get lighter. That's normal. I mean, we ought to start seeing our runs, and we are seeing our runs lighter compared to a year ago, just out of the amount of cows we sold. I mean, I think the only reason our numbers are staying pretty consistent is they've been pulling cattle forward. Cattle I normally sell in August sold the end of June. Cattle we normally sell in October sold the end of September. I think we've seen a lot of that. And basically trying to loose, give their grass some relief, and you can still get $1,400 to $1,600 for a 4 or 5 weight steer. I mean, that's $800 more than he'd bring a year ago. So why not take him?
Right. If folks have questions for you, how do they get in touch with you guys?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gates, director, for myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Have a good weekend.